You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
According to an article from WGFW.com, the Lac Da Flambeau Police Department is continuing to search for a missing 37-year-old woman who was last seen on March 17th. Melissa Beeson was last seen wearing red sweatpants, a black sleeveless shirt, and a gray sweatshirt. Her family reported her missing on March 23rd, and since then, finding her has been the LDF Police Department's number one priority, according to a Lac Da Flambeau Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians Tribal Police Department news release. The release also said the police have conducted numerous ground searches on foot, even in severe weather conditions, with officers coming in on days off to search. Newbold Search and Rescue has helped, providing trained canines, and the dogs appeared to pick up her scent near Beeson's last known sighting, near Indian Village Road and Shawamigan Forest Trail. Extensive searches have also been done with drones, and an underwater drone has also been used. Beeson is a Native American female, 5'7", with a medium build, brown hair, brown eyes. She also has numerous tattoos, including on her neck, arms, and legs. Anyone with information regarding Melissa or her possible whereabouts is encouraged to call the Lac Da Flambeau Tribal PD at 715-588-7717 or the Vilas County Sheriff's Office at 715-479-4441. Wednesday, April 9th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., there's a basic technology help session at the Phillips Public Library. North Central Technical College invites you out to bring your smartphone, computer, tablet, or other devices. Kathy will be available to help with personalized technology support. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday, April 9th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. over at 286 Cherry Street in Phillips. UW Health plans to quadruple the number of care providers using an artificial intelligence tool. Joanne Krulets has the story.
Madison-based UW Health will equip an additional 300 providers with AI transcription technology in the first half of this year. The technology is an ambient listening tool that can record, transcribe, and analyze the discussion between a provider and patient during an appointment and create a draft note that the provider reviews and uses as part of the patient's visit documentation. UW's Chief Medical Information Officer, Dr. Joel Gordon, said ambient listening gives providers more time to focus on patients while reducing their administrative burden, creating a path for better work-life balance.
Morning show host Joel Karnick met with Courtney, the Park Falls Chamber Executive Director, to discuss the events in store for April.
Definitely check out our community events calendar. It's on our website. There's links from our Facebook there as well. But I wanted to go over, we have a lot of registrations open for some fun summer events. The first one being June 20th through the 22nd, we have the Park Falls Community Garage and Sidewalk Sales. So individuals and businesses can register their sales through the chamber office. We have the form available on our website. Otherwise, you can swing by the chamber office and pick one up. I'm actually going to have a few outside in our little information center right outside our front door. So even if it's after hours, feel free to stop by and grab one. And then for Flamborama, we've got registrations open. We are looking for arts and crafts vendors and food vendors. Both registrations are open. And then the Miss Flamborama pageant registrations are also open and available. And we have all those forms at the chamber office and available through our website. And the Evergreen 5K is also, registration is open.
Okay. All right.
And then we have the Flamborama 50-50 cash raffle tickets are now available. You can get them through the chamber office or through some of our partnering local businesses. They have some here at the radio station and at Northwoods Community Credit Union and Forward Bank. Any of our board members have tickets available. So if you see one of them out and about, ask them to purchase the raffle tickets, because we sell tickets starting now all the way up until Sunday of Flamborama at 2 o'clock, when we draw, and you do not have to be present to win. So the more tickets we sell between now and then, the bigger the pot will be for our winner.
Okay.
And then lastly, just Wednesday, April 9th. So next week on Wednesday, we have Business After Five at Forward Bank Park Falls location. They're going to have snacks and beverages and music provided by Shane Kromberger. And that starts at 5 p.m. And you can come and go as you please. Stop by after work, grab a beverage, enjoy some great music, and network with other people there. It's a great opportunity if you're a business owner to come and talk to other businesses, or if you're a community member to come and chat with other people. If you have questions about something, it's a great opportunity to chat and ask. I will be there, as well as a lot of our Forward Bank representatives.
This full interview is available in yesterday's Reality Radio segment on 98QCountry.com under podcast. Saturday, April 12th at 5 p.m., the Victory Christian Center is hosting a Veterans Appreciation Dinner. Highlights of the event include a complimentary meal prepared with care, inspiring guest speakers sharing their experiences, and door prize giveaways for attendees. They ask that you please RSVP by April 4th to secure your seat, and you can RSVP by calling or texting Jason Hoffman at 262-902-8787, or you can call the church at 715-339-7111. Once again, this is happening Saturday, April 12th at 5 p.m. over at the Victory Christian Center in Phillips. It's an in-state transfer for the next head of UW-Milwaukee. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Dr. Thomas Gibson, currently serving as Chancellor of UW-Stevens Point, will become the 10th Chancellor at UWM this summer. It follows a unanimous approval by the UW Board of Regents. Gibson's tenure begins July 1st. In a statement, Regent Joan Price highlighted his proven track record in student success and community engagement. Under his leadership at Stevens Point, the university achieved enrollment growth.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers win a thriller.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and Royals tied it 2-2. Bottom of the 11th, Milwaukee's Oliver Dunn. A base runner on third, Bryce Terang at the plate. Brian Anderson with the call on FanDuel, Wisconsin.
And Terang does square, gets a bump down. Here comes Dunn. He scores! A squeeze bunt walk-off for Bryce Terang. And the Brewers win 3-2 at 11.
Terang on finding a way to win.
It feels good. We were in that situation because of our pitching staff keeping us to a one-run game through the ninth and, you know, kept us in the game.
Manager Pat Murphy.
If you put a bunt like that down, there's nobody in the world that can defend anything about it.
The Brewers open a four-game series tonight against the Reds. The Bucks are in Philly tonight taking on the 76ers. A major setback for the Badgers women's volleyball team. 6'1" Grace Lopez suffering a season-ending torn ACL in her right knee. With sports on, Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Stage moms or dads can be pretty annoying. One thing to be overbearing, but according to Macaulay Culkin, his dad Kit was abusive. The Home Alone star and brother of Oscar-winning Kieran Culkin sat down with Oliver and Kate Hudson on their sibling Rivalry podcast and said he's had a poor relationship with his father since childhood. Culkin says it made him realize, even at a young age, he would never be like that with his own kids. What a life he's had, and still only in his early 40s. Here's one of Pete's picks. I'm halfway through season 3 of Bosch Legacy, and the show is delivering big time. There's always a fear when you really like a show that you won't like the final season, but that is not the case. The show follows private investigator and former detective Harry Bosch, played by Titus Welliver, as he investigates LA-based wrongdoings and disappearances. The show has two talented cast members and nightlight guests in Scott Clace and Jamie McShane. The show is definitely worth a look, but maybe just start from season 1 of Bosch. Actor Val Kilmer passed away on Tuesday of complications from pneumonia. Kilmer was a Juilliard-trained actor and to this day is still the youngest person ever accepted into the prestigious school. Kilmer was an incredibly versatile actor who had well over 100 movie credits in his career that spanned several genres. Val took on roles like Doc Holliday in Tombstone, Jim Morrison in The Doors, and Batman. One of his most notable roles includes his first movie role as Nick Rivers in the hilarious Top Secret, which was written by three Wisconsin comedy legends, Jim Abrahams and Jerry and David Zucker. Kilmer also shined in such films as Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, both Top Gun movies, and of course Real Genius, in which he played Chris Knight, a brilliant college student who mentors a younger and even smarter genius. Kilmer contracted throat cancer in 2015, which more or less ended his career. There's a great documentary about the actor available on Prime Video called Val. Val Kilmer was 65 years old. Jeffrey Dean Morgan might be one of the most notorious and hated actors in TV history after playing Negan on The Walking Dead. According to the New York Post, he's just a big softie. Recently, Morgan recalled his role on Grey's Anatomy in season 2 while reconnecting with Katherine Heigl over Zoom. Morgan plays one of Heigl's patients who dies, and he says he can't watch the scene because it makes him cry. Morgan insists it's not because of his own acting and just a beautiful scene. Sure. The White Lotus is about to wrap up season 3 on Max. As usual, most fans of the show are trying to figure out who will be killed off in the finale reveal. This season has been the most controversial due in part to its use of incest, but it hasn't affected the ratings. Every episode of The White Lotus is typically, or in some cases, longer than an hour. Season 3 will wrap things up with an episode coming in at a whopping 90 minutes. Get the popcorn popping. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today, a little breezy with a high in the mid-40s. Wind will be west at 10 to 20. Tonight down to 24. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high near 50. Some scattered light rain and snow showers are possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.